Simmons straightaway. Stops, gives to Scott for a three. No! Rebounded by Osman. 2:55 to go. Osman races into the right forecourt. Down the lane, took a bump, puts it up, and puts it in. The Cavaliers, with 11 straight, have taken a 97-96 lead.
Welcome to Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Thank you for joining us on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, Mike Snyder and Kaylee Griffin.
And welcome. Glad to have you with us. Yeah, John Michael with the call there. The Cavs with a comeback, as shorthanded as they were. They made things very interesting against the Sixers last night before losing at the end, 106-99. Glad to have you with us. A full hour edition. I'm Mike Snyder along with Kaylee Griffin. And boy, Kaylee, that all that sports excitement going last night as the Cavs were coming back. The Browns were getting Odell Beckham Jr. It was crazy in town, and it was an exciting night on many levels, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And you were saying it was crazy in here at the radio studio. I was over at Fox Sports Ohio. They were screaming there at halftime with the Odell news. So a lot of fun to be had here in Cleveland. And I think a little bit of an unexpected effort from the Cavs last night. You see how many guys they were down. You're going against this Philly team that's in the three spot right now and heading into the playoffs. So just an incredible fight by that team.
Yeah, it really was. And Kaylee, they were so shorthanded up front against a team with Embiid, Love, of course, sitting out. And then poor Marquese Chris, he gets suspended for defending himself, right?
Absolutely. I know that was a tough one because you're put in that situation and what do? Kind of you get grabbed by the throat and you're not going to just kind of let someone just sucker punch you in the face, right? So he was suspended that game. Also, no Tristan Thompson, no Larry Nance Jr., and no John Henson too, although we haven't seen him on the floor yet. That's five front court players. And of course, Matthew Dellavedova is still going through that concussion protocol. So you see six guys out for the Cavs and you're going up against this Philly team. A little uncertain, but they played so well. They fought till the very end, and we were right in it with the last few seconds.
They really were. You know what I liked about it too? The early going. It was kind of like they're down like 20-8, wasn't it? And you know, you're watching, you say, all right, you had a heck of an effort the night before. Day two of a back to back. You're on the road. All the guys you mentioned are out. Just get through this game. No, they just kept playing hard and really made the Sixers earn it last night.
Absolutely. And I think that's a credit to what Coach Drew has instilled in this team all season long, is to believe in themselves, believe in their teammates, go out there and fight every night. And they've really embraced that spoiler role now that they know that they're not going to be in the playoffs. But the rest of the way, I'm pretty sure they're playing against teams that are all going to either be in the playoffs or fighting for those final playoff positions. So they know that they can cause some shakeup in those playoff matchups. And I think they've really done a good job of embracing that role so far.
Good point. We'll talk about that because I think it's also good for them and good for the Cavs as an organization as they look at this team and where they want to be a year from now or as they go into the offseason. We've got a big show. We're with you over the next hour. John Michael will join us from Orlando where the Cavaliers are getting ready to take on one of those teams Kaylee alluded to, the Magic, fighting for a playoff spot. Ahmad Crump, when you come to the queue, man, the energy he brings each and every night, introducing the players and all the breaks and all the exciting stuff that they do, and the Cavs event teams, they're just so good with what they do night after night. So Ahmad is going to join us. We'll get a little more about his story and what goes into a Cavs show. That is all coming up. Plus, Kaylee had a chance to do a really little in-depth piece on Colin Sexton. We'll get into all of that. It's Cavs HQ. We're just getting warmed up. Glad to have you with us. We'll take a break. And, of course, Cavs HQ is presented by AT&T back after this timeout.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com.
I'm living, so we turn it up.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T. Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Cube.
Rebounded by Sexton, up ahead to Osmond, who works in on Bradley. The basket, he hammered it! Oh, my!
Tuesday, March 26th, the Cavs take on Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics at 7.
Goes baseline as Clarkson served the shot, he scored! Oh, and a move by Clarkson!
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at Cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart. Let's go Cavs!
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Just keep breathing. Global pop sensation Ariana Grande live in concert. The Sweetener World Tour 2019. Quicken Loans Arena, March 28th, with very special guests. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The number one selling album, Sweetener, is available everywhere. There's more at arianagrande.com.
I'm living, so we turning up.
Glad to have you with us on Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T. Mike Slater along with Kaylee Griffin. The Cavaliers in the middle now of a three-game road trip as they get ready to take on the Orlando Magic. And, well, Kaylee, we're up here. They tell us it's going to get warmer here. But we know someone, the Cavs as a team, and someone on our hotline has gotten out of this cold weather here, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. I mean, I looked at the weather. It's supposed to be 62 tomorrow, rain, but... You know, John Michael is joining us. He's down in Orlando. John, you haven't stepped outside of the hotel yet today, but can you tell me what the weather is like down there?
It was pretty warm today. Wait, though, Kaylee. I'm going to have a wait to the bronze tan you see when I get back there.
I cannot wait to see this.
Yeah, I know. It's wonderful with this complexion. Yeah, we have Orlando coming up tomorrow. And, of course, Dallas to complete this four-game and six-day stretch. So nice to get it. It is a little warmer out here, guys. I know I hate to admit it to our listeners back in Northeast Ohio, but it's not bad here in Orlando today.
Okay, 70s and the 80s, somewhere around there, John. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it wasn't bad getting off the plane, I have to admit, Mike.
That's nice when you walk off. There's a big difference from walking off the plane in Orlando than it is when you landed in Philadelphia, I'm guessing.
I agree. I'm not sure I have many redeeming things to say about Philly, Mike. It's not my favorite.
Not
my favorite road city on the circuit.
Yeah, that broadcast site. Well, we will digress. But I'll tell you, last night, John, you know, Kaylee and I were talking, and when they had the breaking news here in town about the Browns getting Odell Beckham Jr. And then you were like the backdrop, I think, for a lot of people as the Cavs were coming back. That really was quite a performance when you consider all the factors thrown into that game last night. The Cavs really did make things interesting, didn't they?
I agree, and it's funny, Mike. We got that news right at halftime, so we had said there was a buzz going around our group when we were there about Odell Beckham and everything else, and thinking about the new offense for the Browns and you know, moving forward, how nice that looks on the offensive side of the ball. And it felt like it provided momentum going into the second half when the Cavs were playing some pretty good basketball, Mike. I mean, they spotted the Sixers a 16 spot in the first half, came back, actually took a lead before halftime, and then battled the rest of the way. And don't forget, guys, I mean, we're talking about a team that was playing without five big men and its closer, really, and its backup point guard in Matt Dellavedova. So and a pretty impressive performance, again, considering, you know, you're going up against Joel Embiid, you're playing in a building against a team that's obviously jockeying for important playoff position in the East. They want to avoid that 4-5 game if they can. They certainly want to avoid Boston, a team that took them out of the playoffs last season. And frankly, the Sixers, they heard the boo birds from their fans a couple of times. And again, I know in Philadelphia, that's not saying much. But again, the Cavs had some really nice moments. And again, in the NBA, you know, there are no moral victories. But, man, that's a loss I think that you can feel pretty good about, the way that the Cavs competed, the way they hung around, the way they played against the 76ers. A good sign coming off of the really impressive victory the night before against Toronto when they took the Raptors completely out of their game. So I think some good things for this team moving forward. And, again, I thought the effort was impressive considering the absences in that Cavalier lineup.
Yeah, John, we heard the post-game sound from all the players in the locker room. They were not hanging their heads at all. They were actually really pleased with the performance they had. But I have to ask you about Colin Sexton. After that Toronto game, he had a game-high 28 points. Coach Drew said it was probably his most complete performance of the season. Then he comes into this Philly game, has a game-high tying 26 points. He becomes the first Cavs rookie and only the fourth rookie in NBA history to score 25 points and commit zero turnovers in back-to-back games. What have you seen out of Colin Sexton in not only this three-game stretch that he's had, but since probably the All-Star break?
Well, it's a good question, and I think you hit on it, Kaylee, that, you know, the 28's nice against Toronto, 26 is nice. We've seen Colin do that, which isn't easy, obviously, to do at any, you know, at any part of your career in the NBA, let alone as a rookie. But, man, I love those turnovers, and I love the five assists against Toronto. And not just the number of assists, but a couple of them came at critical times. A couple of them in terms of the decision-making. It started to go into the teeth of the defense, as we've seen him do a lot this season. You know, he stopped at the foul line, hit Kevin Love for a couple of threes in that Toronto game in the second half, which I thought was terrific in terms of the decision-making. And that, you know, to me is what answers your question. We've seen better decisions out of Colin Sexton. I think on both ends of the floor, guys. You know, I mean, he comes out of college. He's known as a gritty defender on the perimeter. That's not easy to do in the NBA because you have to learn to fight around 250-pounders throwing picks at you all the time in the high pick and roll, which teams will run at you mercilessly until you show you can handle it. And, you know, Colin's not a big guy, and that is a big learning curve. I mean, that's something that takes a while for a lot of players in this league. So I think we're seeing strides on both sides of the ball. But Kaylee, to me, you know, quarterbacking that offense is the most important. To me, if you see a game where he's scoring 20, 25 points, but the assists are low, turnovers are high, you know, blocked shots in terms of getting shots blocked, they're high, doesn't do you much good in terms of the progression. But we've been seeing more and more games where those assist numbers are up, quality assists are up, and those turnovers, they've been low. So that, I think, to me, when you're talking about where this kid is, where he needs to go, those are the important marks that you need to look at in trying to figure out where Colin Sexton is right now.
And last night they do it without Kevin Love. And, you know, you go from one game to the next. Kevin is such a huge factor when he plays. And I know they're going to hold him out of these back-to-back situations. So that made it a little more impressive. But, you know, you go back to the night before with Kevin Love, John, and this team with Kevin since the break. It's looked a whole lot different, hasn't it?
The numbers really are startling, Mike, how good it's looked. And, I, you know, taking it a step further, you look at the back-to-back, right? You take Kevin out of that lineup. You're first to go with David Nwaba to start against the Sixers. Now, Nwaba played a nice game, but it's an entirely different look in terms of playing big or playing small or what you need to do out there on the floor. So when we say that, yeah, Kevin Love coming back in the lineup helps this team not just because you get all the points and all the rebounds, it also helps because it's more normalcy. You know, I mean, players are in the right spots. Jetty Osmond's back in the small forward position, and you don't have this, you know, constantly shifting lineup that the Cavs have had to deal with because of the injuries this season. So I think that does provide some stability, obviously, with Kevin in there. The numbers, the wins and losses have been great since the All-Star break with Kevin in that lineup. So, yeah, I mean, he's obviously a big part of what this team does, even when he's not shooting it particularly well. You look at the Raptor game, he went 4 of 11 from the field, but he grabbed 18 big rebounds, and he's, you know, obviously an important part of what this team does. But I think even more so, Mike, you see players in the right spots. How about the three-point numbers? You know, now, you know, the team coming into the Philadelphia game had hit 13 straight games with 10 or more threes. The Philly game made it 14, so that's clicking a lot better. And again, Kevin will knock down a couple per game, but his presence is able to stretch that defense, is able to create driving lanes. I think it certainly helps Collins' decision-making. When previously, you know, he'd get into traffic and he'd have problems being able to dish the ball, he's able to see more options now with Kevin out there on the floor, with that offense being a little more spread out. So I think this team reaps benefits in a lot of different ways when number zero is back in that lineup.
John, since the All-Star break, we've talked a lot about the success of this team with the addition of Kevin back into the lineup. We talked about Colin Sexton. We've talked about Jetty Osmond and his growth, and even Jordan Clarkson coming off the bench. But a piece that has really played a big role that it feels like we don't talk about that much is Brandon Knight, and he was a great addition right before the trade deadline. For the first time in over 2 years, he's had three straight games in double-figure scoring. Of course, he's been battling those knee injuries, but what have you seen from Brandon since he's come here to Cleveland, especially after the tough stretches he had in both Phoenix and Houston?
To me, the first thing you see is a guy that knows how to play. I mean, he's figured it out already. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to get his teammates involved. I mean, that's apparent from the first few minutes that he steps on the floor. Second thing I looked at was to see how he looked speed-wise, you know, to see how those legs looked. Of course, that's the first thing you look at when a player's been banged up. Over the last couple of seasons, he does still seem to have that burst, you know, and while it, and I'm not going to say it comes and goes, it's just difficult from a consistency basis and in terms of his wind to be able to play, you know, out there for 6, 7, 8, 9 minute stretches at a time and be able to be consistent. So we've seen some ups and downs from him in that department this year, but he certainly knows how to play. And I think he has been a nice addition. I think he's a nice player to watch if you're Colin Sexton, in terms of how to get things done. And, I mean, Kaylee, the Cavs are no stranger to Brandon Knight. In the first couple of seasons of his career, he and Kyrie Irving were the first two point guards drafted in that 2011 draft year. As Kyrie went number one overall, Knight went to the Pistons. And, man, did they have some games, clashes in the Central Division. So Cavs are familiar with how this guy can play the game. I think he's been good. How about Ante Zizic, too, guys? I mean, Zizic, let's just look at this back-to-back. I mean, he dominated Marc Gasol in the game against the Raptors. Zizic goes 8 of 12 from the field, 17 points. He was a plus 17 when he was out there on the floor. Gasol in the game, a mere 2 points, 1 for 6 in the ball game. He wasn't completely neutralized, and it was Zizic on him the whole time. I mean, the Cavs weren't cross-switching or cross-matching defensively. Comes out the next night against Joel Embiid, and while Embiid put up some big numbers, first of all, not all of them came while he was being defended by Zizic. Second of all, Embiid scores 17 points. By the way, guys, he's a top five scorer in the NBA. Had to take 16 shots to do it, going 6 of 16 from the field. So, you know, hey, Zizic has been in the right place. He's played a lot of minutes this season against Philly. Went for 34 minutes, you know, one of his highest outputs of the season. So, you know, again, you're looking for players to develop. I mean, that's the idea from this whole season. We've seen it play out over these last couple of months. I think Ante is a perfect example. The more minutes the guy gets, the more, you know, the better he seems to play.
Yeah, he's been given the chance, and he is taking advantage of it. Well, John, we will let you go. I know you and I talked a little bit before the game in Philly about the raw deal that Marquese Chriss got, defending himself, and he served that suspension. But he will be back now, right? It's just one game, right?
He will, and it's nice to get Marquese back. It's nice to get Love back. Hopefully Nance is soon to get back for the Cavs. We haven't gotten an update on him one way or another, but man, the Cavs need some bigs to get back in the lineup, and they certainly have some help on the way for this Orlando game tomorrow night.
All right, John, enjoy your day. We will check in with you, and here, of course, we'll hear you when the Cavs and Magic go at it Thursday night.
All right, guys, thanks. Always fun. Take care.
John Michael joining us, Cavs HQ, the Cavs on the road. Interesting games with Orlando and Dallas still to come on this journey. Kaylee and I will talk more about that. Also, we'll find out a little bit more about Mr. Ahmad Crump as well and his story. You hear him at the Cavs or see him at the Cavs games all the time. Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, back after this.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.
It's one giant leap for Monsters Hockey. Join us Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m. as the Cleveland Monsters celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 mission during Monsters Moon Landing Night, presented by Dominion Energy. The team will wear specialty spacesuit jerseys available for auction, with interactive exhibits on the concourse brought to you by the NASA Glenn Research Center. And the first 10,000 fans will receive a Monsters astronaut bobblehead. For tickets, visit ClevelandMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio discount drug mart.
come on. We're going to be late to the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I got to find my illuminating company bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from the illuminating company, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to illuminatingcompany.com/ebill to get started.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Sexton top of the key. Three on the way is perfect. Colin Sexton is 4 of 6 from distance. He has 24 points. Sixers 81, Cavaliers 77.
John, in the last two games, not counting this one, he's averaged 27. His kid has been hot, man.
He really has been playing well, as we hear Jim Jones talk about Colin Sexton. In fact, you go over a stretch here. I just saw a note from the Cavaliers regarding his play. And over the last 15 games, he has averaged over 20 points a game. Glad to have you with us, Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder along with Kaylee Griffin. The Cavaliers on the road this week. We'll take on Orlando Thursday, Dallas on Saturday, and then a home stretch coming up next week. Kaylee and I will talk more about that. But as we talk about the young bull, Colin Sexton, Kaylee Griffin, you had a chance to, you already did a nice piece for Fox and your TV work about Colin. And let's talk a little bit about the background you did with that as you get to know this young man, and we all get to know him more. But he's really has put together a nice, solid stretcher, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, I think you look at those last 15 games, but even those last three games in particular. 27 points, 28 points, 26 points, and you know that this kid can score. But as John Michael said before, I think the really impressive number were those 5 assists against Toronto. Coach Drew saying that was probably his most complete performance of the season. We've seen the growth out of him throughout the year, which I think is the most important part, especially at the point guard position. And so going back to early in November, I had gone to Charlotte Shoot Around to talk to Tony Parker. At the time, Colin Sexton was just 19. Now he's 20. But I wanted to talk to Tony because he was also a 19-year-old rookie when he came into this league. So just to gain perspective as one of the best point guards in the NBA, historically, he's going to go into the Hall of Fame, just hear his point of view, what he remembers about being a 19-year-old rookie, adjusting to the game, and any advice he had. And he was great. And we kind of had this idea that we could continue to talk to some more point guards and hear what advice they'd give a young player, especially at the point guard position, coming into this league, and what they remember about their adjustments and what they think about Colin Sexton. So we heard from Kyle Lowry, we heard from Steph Curry, we heard from Damian Lillard, I talked to Devin Booker, who wasn't in the piece, but they were just so gracious in sharing their advice. And hopefully we can actually show that to Colin, because it was really cool to hear them sing his praises, but also look back at what they remember about being a young point guard and the advice they'd give as they've gone through their journeys to become, all of them, all-star point guards.
For you, Kaylee, what struck you about it as you heard from them? Was there a theme? What struck you the most?
Yeah, I think what struck me was that a lot of them said that the position he's in right now, that he's allowed to play, the situation that starting with George Hill getting hurt, and then he stepped right into that starting point guard position. He has the opportunity to go in, play now, make those mistakes, learn from it right away. It's an incredible opportunity for him, because Kyle Lowry told me, he's like, this is the golden age of point guards right now. He is going to be going up against some of those best point guards every single night, no matter what the matchup is. So for him, it's an opportunity to just go in, grow, learn on the fly, learn by being out there. Steph Curry echoed that by saying, you can learn by sitting on the bench, just trying to figured out by watching it, or you can be thrust into that. And he said that's what happened to him. And he's like, usually it works out in a young guy's favor. So I think we're seeing that with Colin Sexton too. The growth we've seen from him throughout the season, just tremendous. And it's really kind of coming to fruition, especially in this latest stretch.
Yeah, you know, and what I think is encouraging too is that a lot of times young guys kind of wear down, and he's just kept it together. It seems like he's like they say, ramping it back up for the stretch, hasn't he?
Absolutely. And I think he's the only Cavalier that's played in every single game so far this season, and he's putting up those big minutes. So we're seeing him kind of come in. I think he's gaining more confidence, and I think playing with Kevin Love too now, he has an all-star with him all the time that's kind of guiding him out there on the floor. It takes a little pressure off of him as well, and Kevin has allowed him to spread the floor as well. Even playing with Brandon Knight, when Colin can play off the ball, he's able to shoot it a little more because he's a natural scorer, so it adds another dimension to his game as well.
Very encouraging what we've seen out of him. Cavaliers HQ, Cavs HQ is what we call this show. Mike Snyder with Kaylee Griffin tonight, and we move on. Coming up, you know, if you've been to the Q over the years, and I'll tell you, this guy brings it every night. I always say that in the NBA, you got to bring it every night. And that's how that's a separator. This guy brings it every night at the Q, Ahmad Crump, and he will join us. We'll get his story and his thoughts on the Cavs. It's all coming up, Cavs HQ, presented by AT&T, back after this.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
What doesn't kill you makes you strong.
Grammy Award-winning global superstar Kelly Clarkson. The Meaning of Life Tour. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Kelly Clarkson with very special guests. Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini. And season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Tickets now at AXS.com.
Piece by piece, he collected me.
25 million albums sold worldwide. Now's your chance to see Kelly Clarkson. With very special guests, Grammy-nominated Kelsey Ballerini and season 14 winner of The Voice, Bryn Cartelli. Quicken Loans Arena, March 21st. Check more at KellyClarkson.com. Produced by Messina Touring Group and AEG Presents.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details.
Join Wine and Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Wine and Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Dr. Oma Dunn.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Wine and Gold United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
The Cleveland Cavaliers in Westfield are proud to recognize students for high academic achievement through the Straight A All-Stars program. Because of their participation in Straight A All-Stars, Cleveland's own Charles A. Mooney was randomly selected for a special school appearance. Cavs in arena hype man Ahmad Crump, Moondog, Sir CeCe, and members of the Scream Team and Cavalier Girls were all on hand to congratulate the students for all their hard work in the classroom. The Cavs in Westfield then surprised the students, faculty, and staff with a $1,000 check to be used toward any school program. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. Back with more Cavs HQ presented by AT&T after this. It's Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder along with Kaylee Griffin. The Cavaliers on the road this week. Back at it next week with a three-game homestand. And Kaylee, you know, even in a tough year, and that's been a tough year for the Cavs, but the energy at the Q every night is always there, right? I mean, the Cavs organization does a great job. And the guy that really kind of gets it all orchestrated is with us tonight. It's a real pleasure to welcome Ahmad Crump. Ahmad, thank you for coming by.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. First time in HQ.
Well, we're glad to have you. I am so glad that I'm here for it because I think I do. You know, I talk, and Kaylee and I were talking about it, you know, Colin Sexton learning the game. You know, you look at the NBA, and I'll tell you, you know, you see guys kind of go up and down in the NBA so often. The really best players, they're there every night. Yeah. You're there every night for the Cavaliers, Ahmad. Oh, you are. You bring it.
I mean, born and raised in Cleveland, it's a lifelong dream of mine. You know, never thought that I would be doing it for my hometown team. You know, growing up, before I got into sports, I was a game show type of guy. I wanted to be on Let's Make a Deal and Price is Right and Scrabble and Wheel of Fortune, all that stuff. You know, so when I finally got into sports, you know, my basketball career didn't turn out like I thought it would be.
Well,
I find an avenue of how I can get into the sports and how I can make some type of impact on the game somehow, and just not even on the game, but just more just make sure the fans have a good time. So when the position became open for the Cavs, you know, I said, let's take this opportunity and see where it goes.
So there you are. Now, every night we hear you introduce the team.
Oh, yeah.
But for that had to be, boy, what you wanted to put your best foot forward. Was it kind of you, what we see tonight, seeing here tonight, what you just gave that night when you auditioned?
Honestly, it was nerve-wracking. Actually, I didn't. So for the audition, I had to try out against three or four other people, and I bombed it completely. And they told me, they said, you know what, maybe we're going to go a different direction. So I was working at a law firm at the time, right across the street. And I was working in the records department. And they called me in my office when my co-host, Nicole, she called in sick. And they asked me to fill in. I'm like, oh, sure, absolutely. Thinking, you know, I'll brush it off. You know, I was a familiar face around the organization already. And I got out there. I froze again in front of 20,000 fans. I froze. And my boss at the time, I had an IFB in my ear, and she gave me a nice little pep talk that can't be said on radio. She said it in my ear. And ever since then, I just took that advice and I just kept on going. And I'm still able to maintain, do what I do.
Mike, I got to tell you, he brings the energy every night. He had me and Angel flossing out on the court the other night. We're all into it now. It's a whole thing.
You have fun, and you and Nicole do just a great job.
Oh,
she's
man.
You two really just click.
The energy, we feed off each other. You know, it's things that she does well that I can't do, and it's vice versa. And, you know, just the chemistry that we have is definitely, I love working with her.
You've been here for some of the biggest moments. What is your favorite or greatest memory here at the Q?
Greatest memory I would have to say is June 19th, 2016, watch party here at the Q. When Steph Curry missed that three, and Maurice Spates grabbed the rebound and tried to shoot a three after the buzzer went off. The pyro went off, and it was just all the jokes about Cleveland, you know, mistake by the lake, you know, and then you got the fumble and then the drive and then, you know, the shot by Jordan and all that stuff. And to have all that lifted off the city's back, and to see them hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy, it's a moment truly I will never forget. Simply, you know, it was Father's Day. You know, my father would have loved to see it if he was here. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just a moment I would never – I mean, I still watch it now when I'm at home. I'll go to YouTube or, you know, I'll just put in the DVD, and it's just – it's like it was yesterday. I'll never forget that actual day that it happened.
And that atmosphere in this building now, their Cavs are out – on the road,
on
and
the
you're
road.
Here.
It was,
but
oh,
it was still, it was amazing here. For all those that were there, they all were thinking, boy, it'd have been nice to have been here. It was something, wasn't it?
We had 13,000 people down here because the RNC was coming here. But outside, it was 200,000 people outside. This is for Game 7. We don't know if we're going to win the title or not, but it's 200,000 people outside, people on top of the garages, you know, on top of buildings, and they're trying to find a TV screen to watch. And, you know, like I said, when zeros finally went off, it was just a feeling in the city that hasn't been here in a long time.
As Kaylee asked you about that memory, that mm-hmm. was one that we all remember where were. And I don't know, did you have to? I was in here at Cav Studio Control. So when it happened, did these people just outside? Did you and Nicole have to do, or did you just kind of?
So we had, you know, for our watch parties here, it's the same thing that goes on here while the players aren't here. While the players are here, the same thing goes on when the players aren't here for a watch party. So it was intros, it was contests, you know, you name it, we had it going on. And then when, like I said, when the buzzer went off, the pyro goes off, they had our T-shirts underneath, you know, underneath a tunnel. We had to go grab our 2016 championship T-shirts, and we're wearing it, and I'm just in the microphone, you know, I'm crying, I'm yelling, I'm screaming, you know.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm just promoting fans to go to the team shop. We got shirts on sale right now. Knowing that we had to be at the airport the next day to welcome the team back, we got there at 8 a.m. And, you know, we partied to like maybe 4 or 5 in the morning. Like, it was like, oh, my God, I can't wait till that feeling comes back. You know, I'm looking forward to it one of these days.
It was great. Ahmad Crump with us. Ahmad, of course, you've heard him in-house introducing the players and so much more. We'll talk with Ahmad about a game night, because how you have to put that all together and more memories and thoughts about this season now as the Cavaliers head down the stretch. It's Cavs HQ. Ahmad Crump has joined us. Mike Snyder along with Kaylee Griffin. Glad to have you with us. As the Cavaliers are on the road this week in Orlando and then on to Dallas, we'll be more with Ahmad coming up after this break, presented by AT&T.
So, this is your new Cavaliers fan cave.
That's Fan Cav. And yes, everything wine and gold. And since I got AT&T, I can catch the Cavs all season long. I took things to a whole other level. The basement.
So, you've got other screens around the room?
That's right. There's one over there in the cabinets.
Cabinets?
And one or two there on the Cavy table.
Head into your local AT&T store to stay connected with everything Cleveland Cavaliers. More for your Be the Fight thing. That's our thing. AT&T.
Join Wine and Gold United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Wine and Gold United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Dr. Oma Dunn.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Wine and Gold United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
Don't look now, but it's that time again. Flu season is about to rear its coughing, sneezing, aching, feverish head. Discount Drug Mart believes that the best defense is a good offense. Protect yourself and your loved ones in just minutes from the flu bug the safe, convenient way with a flu shot from Discount Drug Mart Pharmacy. No appointment is necessary, and most insurance plans are accepted with a zero copay for most Medicare, Medicaid, and several private plans. The flu can end with you at Discount Drug Mart, open 7 days a week, including holidays. See pharmacy for details. There must have been
something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360 with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now in association with Kalia.
Experience the energy and excitement of Cavs basketball at the Q.
Rebounded by Sexton, up ahead to Osmond, who works in on Bradley. The basket, he hammered it! Oh, my!
Tuesday, March 26th, the Cavs take on Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics at 7.
Goes baseline as Clarkson. Circus shot, he scores! Oh, and a move by Clarkson!
Great seats are still available, so act now. Get your tickets today at cavs.com/tickets or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Let's go, Cavs!
We'll be right back.
Back on Cavs HQ, Mike Snyder along with Kaylee Griffin. Ahmad Crump has joined us. You hear Ahmad and see him every Cavs home game. And Ahmad, it's been really just the great the last 4 years. You know, I wanted to ask you, though, as this year we'll talk and get your thoughts about the Cavs, and you talk with them. Wish you had more, you know, post-game winning conversations when you talk with someone when they win. But let's talk a little bit about a game night. You know, Kaylee said that her and Angel, you had their doing a bit out there, right?
Yeah.
You guys playing a little.
Absolutely.
Great things. You guys have fun. But this show, how do you put together a game night show? There's like a whole script you got to follow, isn't there?
There's a whole script by our game ops director, Adam Hines. He puts together a script with all types of corporate elements, with, you know, all types of different contests that we actually do. And, you know, our job pretty much is, you know, for the fan who's not into the game all like that, like the passionate fans are. You know, we got fans who come down here who just want to get away, you know, just want to have a great time. We're there just to make sure for the next 3-4 hours they can forget about everything that's going on in the outside world and bring their energy and bring all that passion inside the queue. And so with T-shirt tosses and, you know, the key bank deal or no deals and the wall balls that we do for Walmart gift cards. I mean, you name it, it's so much stuff that we give away, and it's just a great time for the fans who come.
I have to say, my mom came to one of the games, and she hadn't been to an NBA game in years, and she didn't realize the whole presentation of the game.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't understand because she's gone to college games so much, and it's so different. But
it's
a whole show.
Oh, yeah.
It really is. What's your favorite element to a game night?
My favorite element to the game night, I would have to say, is the intros. I love doing the intros, you know, no matter who's out there, who I get a chance to bring out. But just seeing the pyro when the lights go down and just hearing the roar of the crowd, it's an unbelievable feeling every time that I've actually done it. I love it.
I'm being serious. How do you keep your voice ready for that? Because I usually do my pregame radio first hit right during intros, mm-hmm. and I cannot hear anything. I cannot hear anything, and I'm not kidding.
Right.
Seriously, how do you keep your voice ready?
So a lot of tea and a lot of cough drops. I just got hip to this drink a couple months ago from one of my team members called Medicine Ball. It's from Starbucks. And it's like two different teas, and it's honey or whatever. And, you know, I drink like two of those every single day. I go to a steam room, you know. I do everything that I can just to make. But there have been times where I've come down and I can't talk. Like a couple games ago, you know, we had a military thing, and I couldn't talk. But, you know, I gotta belt it out. I gotta belt it out somehow, some way, and. But that's like pretty much it. A lot of cough drops, you know, and it's been keeping me safe so far.
Now, Ahmad Crump with us. Ahmad, now you're down there, you and Nicole, or sometimes it's just you maybe with a certain bit, whatever it might be. You got 20,000 people watching you.
Yeah.
Have there been any moments over the years where it was maybe, you know, an embarrassing moment or something?
Yeah.
Oh, geez, what do I do? You've got that
Lord.
Great laugh, which we just heard. But does that get you through sometimes? But give us a story or two.
I tell you what, it was probably 2011, 2012, I want to say, maybe 2011, I was doing the starting lineups, and I went to the table like I do before every game, and I write down, you know, I write down on my hand who's the starting lineup, who's going to be in the starting lineup. So I believe it was Byron Scott, the head coach at the time, and he all of a sudden made a switch. And I didn't have an IFB in my ear at the time, and I announced Mo Williams instead of Boobie Gibson, that was supposed to start.
Ooh.
But it was all in fun because Boobie Gibson came down. You know, I got my back turned to the team, and I'm like, from Alabama, number 2, Mo, and I had held the Mo so long, but Boobie's coming down, he's laughing, he's smiling, or whatever. And I look up at the screen, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's not starting. So everybody, thank God it was a preseason game, you know, but everybody actually got a kick out of it. And, you know, I wasn't to blame for it because, like, literally, like,
Mo was in the starting lineup. He really was. And like maybe 30 seconds before I go on, they had a starting lineup change. So, yeah, that was it was embarrassing, but at the same time, it was funny, too. Yeah.
This season obviously hasn't turned out the way everyone expected it to, but right. There have been a lot of really great moments. I think Toronto game earlier this week was just a great example of what this team can do. The energy in the arena was palpable, incredible.
Yeah.
How would you describe the energy in this building all season long, especially on big nights like that win against Toronto?
Well, you know, I think we have a passionate fan base. No matter what the outcome is, I think the fans are always going to support, just like that Toronto game. You know, they have, 16 wins, and that probably was the most exciting win this season that I've actually been a part of here at the Q. I mean, the fans was in it from beginning to end, and, you know, didn't know, I mean, and no disrespect to the Toronto team, but it wasn't a challenge. It really wasn't. I expected, you know, Toronto, I know they came off of a back-to-back. You know, I watched what they did. I think they played Indiana the night before, I believe.
Miami.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, they came in and they didn't give the Cavs what I thought that they would actually give. You know, it was an unbelievable time watching Colin do his thing with 27 points, watching Kevin doing his thing with another double-double. You know, he's really, really huge. Coming back to the Cavs and watching Jetty hit a couple shots, Nwaba with the dunk with the put back dunk, you know, it was just an unbelievable atmosphere to be a part of here, and it almost felt like a playoff type feel. It really did.
And Ahmad, some big games still to come at the Q. The way the guys are playing, from the Pistons to the Bucks, the Celtics, among others, it'll be fun to see how they finish out this season.
Absolutely, you know, Wednesday. You know, everybody want to come out and see Giannis, you know, and they're, you know, the top team in the league, I believe, right now. And, you know, so that'll be a big game for them. And I love the role that the Cavs can play in, like, spoiler, so to speak. You know, I know the Bucks are trying to hold on to that number one seed, but, hey, you know, the Cavs keep on playing the way they are. You know, it can shatter some hopes in that playoff season.
Well, Ahmad, we are appreciative of your time, of all you do every single game. You know, you've had some fun over the years, too. A lot of times when you have players from other sports that come by, you've had the life from Urban Meyer to Cardale Jones.
Yeah.
You've had Joe Thomas. Hey, next year you may have Odell Beckham here.
Hey,
that'll be quite a reaction. Yeah, there you go.
Bring on the juice.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, thank you. It's been a lot of fun just sitting down with you, Ahmad, and getting a little bit of your background and your story here, and keep up the great work with
Thanks
the Cavs.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate you guys.
Ahmad Crump brings it every night. Him and Nicole, what a great team they are. And the Cavs event team, boy, every night they all bring it. And you'll get a winning performance every night out of them. Can't guarantee a win, but the guys have been playing better, as we know. And some great games still to come down the stretch at the Q. This is Cavs HQ. We have more still to come. It's presented by AT&T. Back after this timeout.
Flexsteel Furniture at Levin's is quality furniture. Quality second to none. In fact, when you shop Levin's, we'll take the time to show you what sets Flexsteel apart. Beyond the obvious styles and comforts, it has to do with their famous blue steel construction that reinforces all their frames, plus the attention to detail and tailoring of the fabrics and leathers. At Levin's, the quality of Flexsteel is unmistakable. There must have been something in the world. Country's greatest, Carrie Underwood. Live in concert, the Cry Pretty Tour 360, with special guests Maddie and Tay and Runaway June. Quicken Loans Arena, October 16th, 2019. Get tickets now at theqarena.com. The brand new album, Cry Pretty, is available everywhere now, in association with Kalia.
Welcome to the Saucy State of Mind, Saucy Brew Works. Born and brewed in Cleveland, is a brewery in the heart of Ohio City serving up a wide range of the highest quality craft beer. Saucy believes that the glass is raised when quality comes first. That's why they have the best brewery tech in town, the finest German engineering available. Saucy Brew Works beer is designed to satisfy sip after sip or chug after chug. Your choice. Saucy Brew Works, 2885 Detroit Avenue in Cleveland, Ohio. Proud craft partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Come on, we're gonna be late for the Cavs game.
Just a sec. I gotta find my Ohio Edison bill before we go.
You need to do that right now?
Yeah, it's due tomorrow.
Man, you really have to get your head in the game. There's a way easier way to keep track of your bill.
How's that?
With e-billing from Ohio Edison, you can get reminders when your bill is due, pay it online, and even print out a copy right at home.
Well, aren't you the e-billing all-star?
Yeah, I am. And you can be one, too.
How?
Just go to ohioedison.com/ebill to get started.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Join Wine & Go United, the official season ticket membership of the Cavaliers. Wine & Go United members receive top loyalty pricing on Cavs tickets, team shop discounts, and access to exclusive events.
Bounces and hands down a lady! Dr. Oma Dunn.
Don't miss your chance to experience the newly renovated Q firsthand and help us celebrate our historic 50th season. Join Wine & Go United today by calling 800-820-CAVS or visit cavs.com/enroll.
Glad to have you with us, Cavs HQ. Mike Snyder along with Kaylee Griffin. We've had a lot of fun checking in with John Michael in Orlando. And, of course, Ahmad Crump. Boy, what a fun guy. And you can see why he does such a great job. Him and Nicole, they're just a great team.
Oh, absolutely. They bring the energy every night. We always have fun when they're around, and they really just do a great job.
Yeah, the Cavs at home, even when on a losing night, they give a winning performance. You know, Kaylee, when we talked about the Cavs being shorthanded with bigs the other night, we mentioned Kevin Love being out of there because of a back-to-back. Larry Nance out with the rib injury right now. And poor Marquese Chris had to serve that one-game suspension. But you also mentioned no John Henson. And John Henson is a player the Cavs acquired from the Bucks, and I know that you've spent some time with him. What's going on with John right now?
Yeah, it's funny. People really forget that John Henson is on this roster. We've only recently seen him now on the bench because he wasn't even sitting on the bench just because of seating-wise. But he is still going through his rehab process. He is out of his cast. He had that torn left wrist ligament. So he's been going through that. That happened back in November. And I actually had a chance to sit down with him last week, and we really wanted to dive into his story, who John Henson is as a person and a player, because Cavs fans are pretty unfamiliar with who he is, what he brings to this team. You know, he's a great rim protector. He said early on this season with the Bucks, and how Bud kind of instilled this spreading the floor, he really had an improved three-point shot that we're excited to see. But also just getting to know him, his background growing up in Florida. He played at UNC under Coach Williams, and how much he took away from that experience. He played Brandon Knight in the 2011 NCAA tournament, fell to them in the Elite Eight, and they definitely have some trash talk going on there as well. But then he spent 6.5 seasons with the Bucks, and you said it was just an incredible experience to watch this organization go from essentially worst to first, and he was there for that whole process, what he took away from that. And then, you know, he's just really excited to be part of this team. He said there's just an underrated element to this team is the locker room and how this whole team really enjoys being around each other. They're all friends. They really get along. And he's excited to get on the court, especially when everyone's healthy. But he thinks he can really bring a lot to this team. And I know we're excited to see him out there.
I remember. I mean, it's been a while since we've seen him play, but he was always a factor for them. So there's a hope that we might see him by the end of the season. And then, of course, they'll go to the offseason, and maybe it'll be till next year. But hopefully even for him this year, because he is a guy that could be an impact guy in that rotation with the big guys, couldn't he?
Absolutely. And we're starting to see him more go through drills at practice and stuff like that, which is always a good sign. But it's just kind of taking it cautiously as you go through this injury, because he's been out for such a long period of time. So just making sure that he's completely good to go before throwing him back out there. But I know he's anxious to get out there. He's was in that cast for a very, very long time. So even getting the cast off was very exciting for him. And to see him back out on the court, getting his workouts in even before the games here at the Q, always great to see. And I know we're the fans should be excited to see him. He's a great person, a great player, and we're excited to have him as part of this organization.
And you'll have a little special feature on him for Fox Sports coming up, right?
Yes, yeah, we're working on that. So we're planning on debuting it against Milwaukee either on that 20th or we play them on the 24th as well. So we have two opportunities, so we'll be on the lookout for that.
Some good things going on. And as you mentioned, the Cavs really playing in an upbeat mood. You look at the record aside, they're not playing like they have the record they have, are they?
They are definitely not. We talked about this earlier. They are embracing their spoiler role right now, now that they're officially out of the playoffs. And as we look at the schedule, the only team that they're coming up against that's not either in the playoffs or fighting for their playoff lives are the Phoenix Suns. So they have an opportunity to really shake some things up over the next few weeks.
Kaylee, this has been fun. This hour flew by.
It really did. I think we're going to take over Cavs HQ.
We'll negotiate, right? We'll negotiate. Of course, John Michael's down there in Orlando, you know, if his ears are buzzing there, him and Rafa down there in the sun. Kaylee, it's been fun. Keep up the great work. Cavaliers back home next week, a full slate of games. For Kaylee Griffin, this is Mike Snyder. Have a good night. This is Cavs HQ presented by AT&T.
Hasta la vista, baby!
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
Hello, PGA Pro Jimmy Hanlon here. Let me tell you a little secret. For $7, you can have the best burger in town. I've had it. Trust me, it's the best. Every Tuesday night for dinner, the Rustic Grill at Stonewater in Highland Heights slashes their burger and veggie burger prices in half. $7 only, but the same great Ohio beef with house-made bacon, aged white cheddar, bib lettuce, garlic aioli, and house-cut fries. The price is cut, but the quality never is. Check out Rustic Grill at Stonewater Golf.